I went down to the Rose and Crown last night. They got me on telling them about old Ned Maskell's ferret, what he used to keep down inside his shirt. He reckoned she was the best friend he ever had. Of course, he never did get on with his old gal, you know. They was like cat and dog. Wow, she used to nag the life out of him. She had one of them tongues what's hanged in the middle and wags at both ends. Till one night he'd been across at Longmaston, a rabbiting, and he never got back till about 2:30 in the morning. And of course, by that time, his old gal was fast asleep. So he hops into bed alongside her, and it wasn't long before he was fast asleep too. But he'd forgot to take the ferret out of his shirt, you see. And about 10 minutes afterwards, that gets out into the bed and starts having a look round, exploring like. Eventually, it runs up his old gal's nightgown and nips her behind. Of course, that woke her up. So she turns round and she fetches old Ned such a clout round his ear hole. "That's enough of that," she says. "I'm not having that," she says. "Not at my time of life," she says. "A year or two back, I might not have minded," she says, "but I'm not having it now." Well, she'd hardly got the words out of her mouth when the old ferret give her another nip. Of course, as soon as she knowed what it was, she give a squawk and she jumped out of bed as if that had been on fire. Old Ned and his ferret had the bed to themselves after that. He reckoned she was the best friend he ever had. Well, his old gal used to nag the life out of him, morning, noon and night. He says to me one time, he says, "She makes me that wild," he says, "I feel I could cut her in two." I says, "Ah," I says, "that ought to cure her all right," I says. "Only be careful which half you throw away," I says. He had to laugh. He was apprenticed to be a tailor when he was a lad, you know, long of old Mr. Hotchkiss across at Cheddington. And he done very well at it too, till he got the sack. Well, Mr. Hotchkiss put him on to make a pair of trousers for old Mr. Buckmaster, and he made a beautiful pair of trousers. You never seed a finer pair of trousers. Only trouble was he put the flies at the back. Old Mr. Hotchkiss wasn't half wild with him. He says, "Mr. Buckmaster may be a very, very clever man," he says, "but I bet he ain't as clever as that." Old Jack was out again last week, you know, helping me with my digging. I never seed a robin like him. Every time I turns up a worm, he's on him like that. He had 17 worms one morning. I thought he was going to bust himself, but he just sat up on the wall and singed at me. One of them pulled him right over when he got hold of it, but he lugged it out all right. I never seed a robin like him. Then he never come for about 4 days. I reckon he must have been a courting. I says to him, "Jack," I says, "if you ain't a bit more regular," I says, "I shall have to give you your cards," I says. But he just sat up on the wall and singed at me. I never seed a robin like him. I'm going to sing to you now. As I was a-driving my wagon one day, I met a young maiden so buxom and gay. I says to her, "Sweetheart, would you like a ride?" And this buxom young maiden got up by my side hand. Dobbin and Daisy looked round for to see, with a riddle me, riddle me, riddle me, riddle me, riddle. I put my arms round her and kissed her brown hair, and I felt her heart beat like a bird in the snare. Then it seemed like my horses was right off the ground, and the wheels they stood still and the wagon went round hand. Dobbin and Daisy looked round for to see, with a riddle me, 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 riddle me. Good afternoon.